Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Mario Ritter. Today, we play new music from Rihanna. We also ask some Americans what they like to do on the day after Thanksgiving. But first, we tell about some foods specially prepared for American troops around the world.
Give good gifts one to another, peace, joy, and comfort, gladness, all.
Many people across the United States are enjoying the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Thanksgiving dinner is a big event for Americans, both at home and overseas. The United States military is responsible for feeding troops not only on Thanksgiving Day, but throughout the year. Recently, the military has been taking steps to improve the meals it serves troops. Shirley Griffith has more.
Since the early 1980s, American troops have been given MREs, or meals ready to eat. For years, troops called MREs meals rejected by everyone, or meals rejected by the enemy. But the Department of Defense has made changes to MREs. Among the changes is meat with caffeine added, and a more nutritious applesauce it calls Zapplesauce. Some of the new meals were recently shown to reporters at the National Archives Building in Washington, D.C. Gerald Darsh is the director of the Defense Combat Feeding Directorate in Natick, Massachusetts. He says the troops of today want to eat different foods than those provided 10 or 20 years ago. He says modern soldiers like a variety of foods.
Well, we're moving away from what used to be the meat and potatoes staples. A lot of Mexican food, a lot of Chinese food. There's a lot of interest in Mediterranean cuisine that historically we haven't seen a lot of. Now, there's obviously going to be that passion for fast food, but our job is to take fast food, make it look like it, but make it nutritionally sound. And we've had some pretty good luck in doing that.
Current MRE choices even include vegetarian or holiday meals. Mr. Darsh says the goal of the effort is to make American troops the best-fed fighting forces in the world. The Combat Feeding Directorate says it attempts to provide the best possible nutrition value to the troops. It says food affects the health, efficiency, and morale of the troops. Mr. Darsh says the current MREs are much improved because the military listened to American soldiers.
What we're doing is we're going to the field every year and we're evaluating the MRE with the prototype test items.
Mr. Darsh says a single MRE costs the American taxpayer about $7.20. That includes development costs and the cost of the food and packaging. He says MREs that the troops like can save lives and money. That is because large numbers of vehicles are not needed to transport hot meals to troops in the field. MREs have self-contained heaters. Just add water, and a special container heats the meal. Gerald Darsh says American soldiers have liked the changes. But his research laboratory has yet to be completely successful. It has attempted, but failed, to produce a pizza that can be put in an MRE. Yet, says Mr. Darsh, MRE no longer means meals rejected by everyone. today's MREs, he says, are meals relished by everyone.
Our question this week comes from Kazakhstan. Stanislav Ukiev wants to know about Thanksgiving holiday traditions in the United States. Thanksgiving is observed on the fourth Thursday in November. The day usually involves family gatherings leading up to a big dinner. The main dish is often turkey with stuffing. After dinner, sweet treats are usually offered. Pumpkin pie is a popular choice. Many Americans also have customs for the day after Thanksgiving, which has come to be known as Black Friday. Probably the one custom you have heard of is shopping. Many stores have big sales. Store owners lower prices to help increase business at the start of Christmas shopping season. We talked to people around Washington to see if shopping was the tradition they followed on Black Friday. It is decidedly not the activity of choice for Amy Sosin of Arlington, Virginia.
Well, we don't have a specific tradition except that we make it a point not to go shopping on Black Friday because it scares all of us. We usually just do family time. We might watch a movie, just spend time together and play games.
Megan Wright is of the same opinion. She is from Santa Monica, California.
I prefer not to shop. Usually we go to the movies and perhaps out to coffee.
Megan Wright says she plans to see the new movie The Muppets on Black Friday. The Flores family is from Orlando, Florida. They are spending this Thanksgiving in Washington. Jose Flores says his children love to study American history at school. So they decided to come to the nation's capital this holiday. They are visiting monuments, government buildings, and other historical places. But Mrs. Flores says there will be some shopping Friday on the drive back to Florida. She plans to stop at some stores along the way. Helen Zinner is from San Antonio, Texas. She describes her traditional Thanksgiving Friday.
Probably resting, relaxing from eating too much and spending time with family until late into the night before.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No.
The singer Rihanna was a winner at the recent American Music Awards. Her album, Loud, won in the Soul, Rhythm, and Blues category. Rihanna is currently performing in Europe as part of a campaign to advertise the album. On Monday, her new record, Talk That Talk, also came out. Jim Tedder plays some of the songs.
Baby, I love you, I need you here with me all the time.
That was You Da One, the first song on Rihanna's latest album, Talk That Talk. The record already has a number one single, We Found Love.
Yellow diamonds in the light. Now we're standing side by side. As a shadow crosses mine, what it takes to come alive.
Yeah.
Fat Talk is Rihanna's sixth studio album. It was a surprise when she announced she was making it. She was traveling and performing shows for her album Loud. She also had worked on albums for other artists, including Coldplay. And she was busy creating a sexy line of clothing for the Italian designer Armani. Maybe all this work is profitable, but Rihanna recently said it does not help her love life. She sings about being single in We All Want Love.
I can pretend that I'm not lonely, but I'll be constantly fooling myself. I can pretend that it don't matter, but I'll be sitting there lying to myself.
In her six-year career, Rihanna has had 11 number one hits on Billboard's singles chart. But none of her albums have gone that high. Some critics say Talk That Talk will change that. We leave you with Rihanna performing Farewell from her new album.
Wherever you're going, I wanna go. Wherever you're headed, can you let me know? Don't mind catching up, I'm on my way. Just can't take the thought of you miles away.
Finally, we are pleased to tell you about the results of a contest for VOA Special English listeners. Earlier this year, we asked listeners to answer... Earlier this year, we asked listeners to answer four questions. Where they live, how they listen to us, the best time for listening, and how much news they would like to hear. Many thanks to everyone who wrote to us. We were happy to hear from listeners from around the world, about 250 in all. The largest number, about 40%, were in China. And the winner of the competition is in China's capital, Beijing. Qing Miao Luo has won a radio that receives shortwave, medium wave, and FM. I'm Mario Ritter. Our program was written by Christopher Cruz and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
So it's